Video: Radical pro-transactivists harass Save Women's sports supporters at WNBA game. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2026. The radical pro-transgender left came out in force to hurl insults, threats, and physical assault at the folks supporting the Save Women's sports movement at WNBA games this weekend. One woman began walking around ripping shirts and signs out of the hands of 20 XI supporters, while another used a bullhorn to blast ear-piercing noise in people's faces and call the Save Women's sports supporters bitches. A Sophie Cunningham supporter was assaulted by trans supporters before the Fever game picked up. Twitter.com/ZeroCakesAim. Brick Center, at Brick Center underscore, August 2, 2026. In another case, the more adult and more tolerant side paraded around calling the pro-women's sports supporters cunts. So the pro-trans contingent is calling us CNTS. Wait for it. The kind intolerant left. pic.twitter.com/8i0lcspqjw. Jennifer Say, at Jennifer Say, August 2, 2026. The trans activists are now calling the Sophie Cunningham fans cunts. pic.twitter.com/qp502fh74. Dustin Grage, at Grage Dustin, August 2, 2026. Another video shows the pro-trans radicals trying to interfere with a group photo being taken by the XXI supporters. Wow, as pro-women's sports activists try to take a group photo, the trans activists move to block the photo. Michelle Tafoya and Jennifer Say then break out into a "Let Women Speak" chant as a man tries to drown them out with a megaphone. pic.twitter.com/dnmqrlwcbm. Dustin Grage, at Grage Dustin, August 2, 2026. Another leftist tried to disrupt a Save Women's Sports Rally organizer event, Amy Souza, as she was speaking to the media. The event organizer, Amy Souza, speaks to a crowd of supporters about why they are there to support Sophie Cunningham. Shortly after she starts speaking, a woman interrupts her speech to the media, walking in front of the camera. pic.twitter.com/mulfxwp. C.K. Bufarik, a.k.a. Honey Badger Mom, at Honey Badger Mom, August 2, 2026. The assaults and disruptions continued. Happening now in Minneapolis, protesters in support and against Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham are facing off outside the Target Center before the game. The tension comes after Cunningham said women's sports and locker rooms should remain separate from transgender women. pic.twitter.com/m7jpjqns7y. Frontline Stbusa, at Frontline Stbusa, August 2, 2026. Minnesota Republican State Senator Michael Holmstrom also came out to hoist his sign reading, "The weakest men compete with girls. The weakest minds celebrate it." State Senator Michael Holmstrom is also here standing up for women's sports. "The weakest men compete with girls. The weakest minds celebrate it." pic.twitter.com/pukmkw9r. Dustin Grage, at Grage Dustin, August 2, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.